The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I talk about NXT from last night. That's right, the road to War Games coming up. We talk about the main event between NXT 2.0 and the old black and yellow brand. We get into that. Plus, it's Tony time with owner and president of AEW, Tony Khan, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Let's get into NXT quickly from last night, Tommy. And I mentioned Bron Breakker in the main event. Bron Breakker defeated Johnny Gargano in a ladder match, and now he has earned the new NXT 2.0, the advantage in the War Games match with the old black and yellow brand. So, man, I don't remember, Tommy, in this way, the WWE building up their next big superstar. In a lot of ways, they haven't done a good job with that at all in the last decade or so, but they're certainly on the right track, Tommy, with Bron Breakker.
Yes, and he will answer the call in the ring. However, one thing that I saw, well, it was kind of a two things. If you think about a professional wrestler that got the push, and that was John Cena. Yeah. And before him, he was Roman Reigns that got the push. When John Cena and Roman Reigns were getting that push, and it was a mega push, they put them in every situation to win. And then social media, fans start changing. They're a little fickle, as I heard that before. People start saying, well, we just don't like people who are getting pushed. Okay. And, you know, we want to see this big heel turn. John Cena was always put in those situations and rose to the occasion. Roman Reigns was put in those situations, but now Roman Reigns is a top act as a heel. And if you think of also kind of followed the path of John Cena in the sense of both came in as heels, kind of, sort of, and, you know, they were part of groups. But again, you could see that was probably, could be a whole other show. What group like had the most single stars emerge from it? And it has, you know, the Shield has to be up there. But anyway, they made one mistake. Bron Breakker, when he won that, they weren't going crazy for him, because they put him against a babyface that they love. And, you know, word is that, hey, Johnny Gargano may leave.
Yeah.
Which would be a massive blow to NXT if he goes. I don't know how he stays, if this is the direction we're staying, where in the sense of, hey, you know, contracts don't mean anything. You don't want to go to the main roster. So how do you stay? Hopefully he has other options. But when Bron Breakker won, they were not going insane for him. Then earlier in his promo, this whole we don't want to pay our dues will backfire immensely on those guys. And then, like, how do you say this when, you know, your father, forget about, like, you know, there were indies, but, you know, hey, your father paid a lot of your life working indies after WCW went away. Yeah. And I'm hanging out with these guys who very few people know who they are, as well as we're saying we're happy we didn't pay our dues. Fans see right through that. So those are putting someone in a situation, not like, it's very un-WWE-esque to put that person, and even saying, I'm standing by my partners. I'm standing. How do you stand by people who are jerks?
Well, and that's the thing too, Tom. You actually give a great opinion because it's true. You talked about the WWE. It kind of goes against what
everything
NXT,
that they always do.
Yeah, it goes against everything that they always do.
From and Hulkamania, also, Ultimate Warrior, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, this is kind of like new waters that have never been tread for the WWE. But Tommy, also goes against everything that NXT was built on. If you think about it, like the foundation of why people fell in love with NXT and why NXT would fill arenas for their takeovers. Obviously, that's not going to happen next week because it's going to be at the Performance Center. But Tommy, that's why, and a lot of people get on me, and I get it. Like, a lot of people on social media tell me, Dave, let go. But I'm sorry, Tommy. My emotions don't get turned on and off like a faucet. Like, if you get me to buy into something, I'm buying in. And it's very, very hard for me to just change my emotions at the snap of a finger. It just doesn't work that way. I know for myself, next week for War Games, I'm rooting for Team Black and Gold. As a matter of fact, Tommy, I'll bet money that most of the people that will be watching and in attendance will be rooting for Team Black and Gold. That's not what you want when you're trying to build new superstars.
No. And listen, you cannot make mistakes at this point of the game with this brand, because mistakes have already been made and you constantly are making them. And if you make a mistake with your guy who's going to be the top act, he'll get called up and then you'll take what happened and it'll be over. NXT will be done. And then it'll just be kids going to the Performance Center. I shouldn't say kids, men and women going to Performance Center and training with no fans. Because that, you know, trust me, it's happened. It's happened before in that same company. They're doing the same thing, but it's kind of like, it's almost on the same timeline as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you look at that main event that we're going to see at War Games next week. I mean, Team Black and Gold, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Pete Dunne, and LA Knight. But you look at that team, and I'm just looking ahead past War Games, Tommy, next week. How many of those members of Team Black and Gold are even going to be a part of NXT after next week? You just mentioned Johnny Gargano. From all reports, he just signed like a one-week extension to be a part of War Games next week. So is he still going to be a part of the WWE? And if he is it a part of NXT? And then you look at Ciampa, you look at Pete Dunne and LA Knight, what their future is uncertain. And then Team 2.0, a lot of these guys, you know, people really don't know. Bron Breakker obviously being pushed to the moon. Carmelo Hayes is somebody that we've had on this show. The guy gets it. But you look at, you know, Tony D'Angelo, Waller, like these are guys that really a lot of fans don't know, Tommy. Like you said, you have to be very, very careful with these talents, especially if after War Games, these are going to be the talents you're going to depend on for people watching your show on a weekly basis.
Hey everyone, it's Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Fantasy Fast Track. With the fantasy football season upon us, catch me and Brandon Fun Buns Funston every week as we sprint through a variety of fantasy football topics, including waivers, trade targets, sleepers, plus, and more. If that first place medal is what you're after, we've got the information to help you make it happen. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app. free for most.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Subscribers.
To talk about Dynamite tonight is owner and president of All Elite Wrestling, the one and only Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, man. I'm excited for Dynamite tonight.
Well, I'm really excited for Dynamite tonight too, Dave. The star power, the amount of great wrestlers in 1 2-hour show tonight, it's pretty amazing. Some of the great wrestlers of all time are in action tonight on AEW Dynamite. And if you've never seen the show before, some of the best stars in the company are in big matches tonight. So I'm really excited for the show.
Tony, we're sitting here. The theme of the show pretty much has been what interviews, promos, talkers talked your money into that seat. And we kind of went from CM Punk MJF to CM Punk Eddie Kingston. You're allowing your talent to express their views at each other, and almost that old school feel of let's talk them in, and then they back it up in their ring. And that's been your show flow a lot of times. Kind of like, what else can we see for tonight with that amazing kind of culture that you grew up on, but you're allowing it to happen?
Well, it's a great point. And you're talking about CM Punk and MJF, a lot of people have been talking about the interview segment they had last week. It was some of the most exciting television we've ever had. I'm very excited about the situation with Punk and MJF and all the buzz around them and around AEW right now. And, of course, CM Punk is wrestling tonight on TNT on Wednesday Night Dynamite against one of the top young wrestlers. And that's why CM Punk said he came back, was to take on these top young wrestlers, and tonight it'll be CM Punk versus Lee Moriarty. And MJF has had a lot to say about how CM Punk has taken on a lot of this competition, including a lot of the top young wrestlers, and given them a chance to prove themselves. And he's won every match he's been in, CM Punk, but MJF thinks he should be winning them faster and more decisively. So I'm excited to see how that match goes tonight. And a lot of people have been talking about, you know, CM Punk and MJF in the promos, just like we got a lot of buzz for CM Punk and Eddie Kingston and the verbal jousting they did in the lead up to their big match at Full Gear. I think the promos are a huge part of wrestling, of building stories, and we have some people here who happen to be some of the best promos in pro wrestling right now. And having, you know, the situation with Punk and MJF, I think, is very exciting. I've also really enjoyed the jousting between Bryan Danielson and Hangman Page. And we'll also have Bryan Danielson wrestling tonight as he marches towards that title shot against Hangman Page. And I think some of the segments involving Danielson and Hangman and some of the segments involving CM Punk and MJF have really, really heated up Dynamite and Rampage and all of our TV since we came back from Full Gear. It's not outside the norm either. I really try to let people cut loose on the promos, and, you know, we build a personal issue, and you're not going to hear somebody reading a script on AEW. The wrestlers go out there, and really, when I was a kid, and so many of us growing up on wrestling, you want to hear pro wrestlers shooting from the hip. And you want to hear them showing off their personalities and what makes them so unique. And the last thing I want to do is handcuff these great men and women. And that's, I think, why people enjoy the interviews and the promos on AEW so much.
You know, Tony, I tweeted this out last Wednesday, right after that segment on Dynamite, that I thought it was the best segment I've seen in the last 20 years. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Obviously, MJF, at his age, is just a master of the microphone. CM Punk's facial expressions, because some of those comments from MJF really hit below the belt. And you could just see the anger on CM Punk's face. The other thing is, and we talk about it here on Busted Open all the time, is the crowd buying in. And it's amazing to me how and what a big part the AEW crowd is to each and every episode of Dynamite. We talk about it a lot when you come on, but man, that tells everything, because it does feel like the crowd is just as big a part of the show as everything else.
Well, we're going to have a great crowd tonight. These fans, I totally agree with you. If you're in the Atlanta area and you want to go see a big wrestling show, I highly recommend coming to AEW Dynamite live tonight. You will have a great time. There are so many awesome fans at all of our shows each week. I'm very excited for tonight. I'm excited to come up to Long Island next week and go to Dallas the week after. And, you know, shows tend to build on each other. And we're really looking at something very special tonight. We've built up to a great episode of television tonight. Whether you're there live in Atlanta or anywhere in the country, you can watch this show tonight on TNT. I mentioned CM Punk against Lee Moriarty, the situation with Bryan Danielson and Hangman Page cheating up, Bryan Danielson's wrestling against Alan Angels tonight. So much more huge wrestling to talk about, including this big Atlanta street fight I'd like to touch on. But speaking of Atlanta, one thing I'd like to note about tonight's show, this is the first time Sting has wrestled in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, or in this building, the Gwinnett Center, any of the above or all of the above, in over 14 years.
Wow.
The last time Sting wrestled in this building or this area, you know, of course, so much of his career has taken place around this area, around Atlanta. The last time he wrestled here was over 14 years ago, wrestling Kurt Angle. And that's pretty amazing that Sting could go this long without having a match in the town that so many people associate with Sting. And for him to be back in action tonight, and Sting's looking as good as ever, and Sting and Darby are an undefeated tag team, and tonight they're taking on another undefeated tag team, Billy and Colton Gunn, who won every match they've ever had. I'm very excited for that. I don't know if anybody expected to see Sting and Billy Gunn facing off in literally December 2021, but here we are. It's very cool.
I was actually going to talk about that. I'm highly now invested. I loved Billy Gunn and Darby, the singles, and I saw Billy, who's a very grumpy man, post something on his social media that I watched, and I'm thinking I'm watching Sting and Darby, and it was him and Colton kind of mocking them on this. You go to his social media and you'll see it. And it was just like, not so much class of styles, but it's like, you know, generations of, you know, Darby's just this unique enigma. So has Sting, and they're together. Billy's a tag team special. It's been around for so long, but that just piqued me just from the one match. And now I'm highly invested in this little, and then some fan said they wrestled a long time ago, and this is like one of Billy's first matches with Sting and Billy, almost like in an enhancement type of match. It was Billy, and I was like, wow, I never even knew that happened. Now I'm getting to see that, a piece of that. I love that, you know, full circle, as well as when fans tell you things that you didn't think that happened, that may have happened, but it's like, hey, I was a much different person then as I am today.
Yeah, that video clip is pretty amazing when you see those two guys. And look at them now, and they both look so great. It's amazing.
Yep.
A lot of time has passed, but Sting and Billy Gunn, both still very dangerous in the ring, and both teaming with a really, really exciting young partner. Colton Gunn, Billy's son, still undefeated and has picked up pro wrestling as quickly as anyone I've ever seen. and Darby Allin, one of the most exciting young wrestlers in AEW and certainly one of the most exciting young wrestlers on the planet. And there's so much great wrestling in the card tonight. Of course, we said Sting's first match in Atlanta in over 14 years since he wrestled Kurt Angle and beat him for the TNA title in 07. And, you know, speaking of big matches in Atlanta, I'm really excited to see another chapter in this story between Cody and Andrade, the Atlanta street fight tonight. They've had some excellent matches, both singles and tag team, and this promises to be really special. You know, the last time we saw Cody wrestling in front of the fans in the Atlanta area, he did something insane with that moonsault off the big cage. It was an extra tall cage we had set up, so it was a wild, wild moment. And it's one of the more memorable moments we've ever had when Cody jumped off the cage in Atlanta. And I'm just excited to see this match, the street fight. And I know Cody and Andrade are going to have a classic tonight.
Yeah, and also another match for the TBS Women's Championship tournament tonight as huge. Well. That's going to be huge between Chris Statlander and Ruby Soho. The match last week with Thunder Rosa and Jamie Hayter was phenomenal. Thunder Rosa, as you know, Tony, my best friend now, her and I are besties. So great match last week, and this one should be special tonight.
I'm so excited for the TBS tournament match tonight. You know, we've been building up to Ruby Soho versus Chris Statlander in this quarterfinal for a while. It's a dream match. So you've been seeing the promos, the hype. It's really one of the most exciting matches we could put on. And they're two of the most popular wrestlers in AEW. And I think the crowd's going to be up for both of them. And I'm very excited about this one. There's a spot in the semifinals on the line. Of course, Statlander coming off that first round bye. We've seen the first round byes have certainly helped to some extent, although there is some selection bias involved since everybody who got a bye was ranked in the top five, including Chris Statlander. And, of course, we've seen Jade Cargill, Thunder Rosa, and Nyla Rose all advance to the semifinals coming off a bye, wrestling an opponent who had won a wild card match. And now we've got Ruby versus Statlander. I just think it's really, really, really important to see who comes out of this. Then we'll know who the final four are, who the semifinalists are for the Women's TBS Championship. And again, we already know it's such an exciting field, and it's only going to get more exciting when you add in either Chris Statlander or Ruby Soho into that final four group.
I just went on AEW's social media, and I got more invested in a match just from a tweet with Alan Angels, where I don't know much about him. I know he's a good wrestler, but the fact that it says, and Brian Danielson puts it over, he's wrestling tonight in the same building he graduated high school. Wow. And he's wrestling perhaps one of the biggest stars he'll ever be in the ring with. And how do I not get behind that guy in his hometown and all that? And that's what I love about AEW, as well as then your announcers put over little facts like that, that always accentuate the person or gets me emotionally invested into those wrestlers. Where last week we had Brian Danielson on, and your announcer said, he doesn't do this for the money. He does it because he loves it. And I talked to him about that, and he's like, I am. And you're seeing the best version of myself now. And here's a guy who's accomplished everything and wants to accomplish more. And then he's like, and my end goal is winning the AEW World Championship. And that is what I love about professional wrestling. And when all those pieces combined, I know I'm going to watch a good show. And to also tell you something from one of the biggest critics I know is Beulah McGillicuddy. And yesterday I watched Rampage, and I showed her Orange Cassidy's tag match, and she was laughing and then sat there through the entire match. Cause normally she'll watch something I show her and she gets up, and she was like, not only would I get behind that, that was great. And this is a person who is kind of removed from the business, but sat there and enjoyed the show. And that's what wrestling does for me and should do for everybody. I want to sit back for 2 hours and enjoy it. And Tony, you and your crew deliver it every week. So Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Tommy. And I really liked that match and the Black Friday Rampage a lot. I really appreciate you saying that. I thought Orange Cassidy and Wheeler Yuta versus Adam Cole and Bobby Fish was a great match.
Frigging great.
And I'm glad you and Biola loved it, too. That's really cool to hear. And thank you to all the fans who tune in around the holidays. You know, year over year, we've been building audience. It was really exciting. You know, we did our first ever AEW Rampage Black Friday show, and I think we can keep building and make that an event, just like we've made our Thanksgiving Eve special a big event. And each year we build the audience. It's gone up each year. And that was really special to see this year, to have so many people tune in with us around the Thanksgiving holiday this past week. It was awesome. And I'm really, really hopeful. Maybe we made some new fans along the way. And to hear you say that makes me feel like there's a good chance we did, because one thing we've always been very fortunate to get is multiple viewers per home in many cases. And we have consistently for the past year been at or near the top every week in viewers per home in all of sports, competing with, you know, top sporting events, and often beating the top sporting events in that category. So there's a lot of group viewership. People watch with their family and friends and loved ones. And it sounds like you fit that bill yourself, Tommy. And I'm glad to hear we passed that test in your home. You know, it was Thanksgiving last week, and I had been trying to think of a new holiday for wrestling. And in my head, I jokingly had coined the phrase, thank wrestling. And I thank you guys for having me on the show every week. I'm thankful for you. I'm very thankful for the fans. And really, I'm thankful for pro wrestling. I'm not just AEW. I'm really thankful that our fans can watch us every Wednesday and Friday on TNT. But I'm also thankful for a lot of other wrestling in the world. We have great partners around the world, and I'm thankful for them, the great wrestling you get in AAA or New Japan or a lot of the other great promotions around the world. And right now is a great time to be a wrestling fan. In the digital era with so much action at your fingertips, it is so different than when Dave and Tommy, myself, and so many of the listeners grew up in a tape trading era of trading tapes with people, buying tapes, renting tapes at the video store. Now everything's at your fingertips and it's so easy to access, and so much great free wrestling available to people. It's awesome. And I think there's so many exciting things happening in the sport right now. And I do believe the best roster in the sport is AEW. There are so many top stars, and tonight I really think exemplifies it. When you can tune into a show and see something as exciting as the Cody Rhodes, Andrade El Idolo street fight, and see some of the top stars in wrestling like CM Punk and MJF, like Bryan Danielson in this match against Young Allen Angels with Hangman Page out there. And I'd like to address that also. And I'll come back to that, because you mentioned Allen Angels graduating from high school in that building. You mentioned Bryan Danielson commenting on it on social media. That I took note of that too, and I'm interested in that, and I'm going to come back to that. But to have a show tonight where you've got all these great matches, and Cody versus Andrade El Idolo street fight, and CM Punk and Lee Moriarty in this big match, and what's going to happen with Punk and MJF, and to have Sting returning to the ring in Atlanta, Sting and Darby Allin versus Billy and Colton Gunn, and to have the final quarterfinal, Ruby Soho versus Chris Statlander. These are all huge matches for us tonight, and it's a great chance to show off the depth, the star power of AEW and the roster. And I think a lot of people are afraid to follow a wrestling promotion, to jump into a new wrestling promotion, because they're concerned. They don't want to get to know new wrestlers. They don't want to learn new wrestlers. Well, if you followed wrestling at all in the past few decades, pretty likely you're not going to have to learn a lot of new wrestlers. I mean, you'll want to learn about a lot of the new wrestlers, but it's not going to feel like a chore, and you're going to enjoy the show, because if you're a wrestling fan and you haven't watched in a long time, check out AEW. And I think a lot of people, the quote unquote lapsed fans, there's a lot of fans of Sting, a lot of fans of CM Punk, of Bryan Danielson, and a lot of the other great stars who are as good as ever right now in AEW. And speaking of Brian Danielson and Allen Angels, as we approach the Brian Danielson versus Hangman Page match, things have gotten really physical the last few weeks. Brian Danielson and Hangman Page have gone after each other. They've had these really heated interview segments. And I'm excited for the match, and I don't want anything to spoil the match. So I'm going to bar Brian Danielson and Hangman Page from getting into it from any contact tonight. And to make sure it doesn't happen, I am going to keep Hangman Page in the announcer's booth tonight for that match. And I'm not going to let him go down to the ring, or there will be a hefty fine and hefty consequences. And there's a seat that belongs to one of the greatest, or the greatest wrestling announcer of all time, JR. And we all, or most of us, I think, know that JR is out for the next several weeks getting radiation treatments for cancer. So I think it would be great if Hangman Page sat in JR's seat and did the commentary, but one place he's not going to go down for Brian Danielson versus Allen Angels is to the ring. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great match, Danielson versus Angels. I wish Allen Angels a lot of luck, because he's in there with probably the single toughest task in all of pro wrestling. And I was amused when Allen posted the inspirational video. He may have made it harder on himself when he called Brian Danielson an a-hole on social media. And Brian Danielson, I think, noticed that and has made it pretty clear, I'm going to kick this kid's head in, yep, in front of his family tonight. And not just his family, as Brian noted, but also Hangman Page, I'm telling you right now, will be out there too on commentary. And I think all of us just want to wish JR the best. And when I talked to JR, he thought it would be great to have some of the big stars in AEW fill his chair while he's out. And I think for Hangman Page to call the Brian Danielson match tonight will be a fitting tribute.
Yeah, and Jim Ross, as we all know, is the greatest voice of all time. I grew up on Gordon Solie, but without a doubt, and Tommy, I'm sure you agree, the greatest voice in the history of pro wrestling is Jim Ross.
Absolutely. And if you want to go full circle, I literally just watched Jim Ross with Hacksaw Jim Duggan next to him, and they were beating up the baby faces, and Jim Duggan's like, I don't know what I could do. And he's like, if you leave this announce table and get involved, you're fined $2,500. And then they were like, you know, that's a lot of money. But he's like, I got to do it. So the old, it works. If that's the reason you can't get involved, is because you can get fined. And what are you supposed to wrestle for? Yes, the money and the purse and all that stuff. But it's, I love it. It's literally full circle. If you get involved, you're going to be fined. And most people don't want to get fined.
Well, it's really, Tommy, I got to tell you, rarely do I get this excited pregame, but tonight I've got the big pregame buzz. It just feels like a big show, and to hear you and Dave put it over the way you have today, I think hopefully the fans have got the buzz too. I think tonight, Wednesday Night Dynamite, there's been a lot of talk about the company and about the show the last week, and it just feels like people. With JR this past week making that announcement, there's a lot of people rallying around him too. And JR, I think, is the great voice in wrestling. And in talking to him, he was talking about the buzz around the show today too. You know, Jim doesn't want to just sit back and get these treatments and step away from wrestling. He's still very much involved, even though he's not going to be calling the show tonight. And that's another thing, you know, for fans who've are new to AEW, even though he won't be in the booth tonight, one thing that has made people feel comfortable, made them feel at home watching wrestling, is the voice of JR and the voice of Tony Schiavone out there. And, you know, we're all going to miss Jim for the next several weeks very much, but I agree with you. He adds so much to the matches he calls, to the shows he calls, and JR, I think, is the greatest voice in wrestling.
Yeah, and we wish him, you know, our prayers and our thoughts are with Jim Ross at this difficult time. But he'll get through it. He'll kick its ass, and there's no doubt he'll be back where he belongs, in front of that microphone. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Producers are very own diva Gabby Laspisa and Andre Viola. Sound designed by Neri Bayon. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM's senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.